Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Hello over there, Tommy. We're recording extremely far apart from each other today.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. I'm Adam Knox as well.
Yeah, I didn't say my name.
I don't care. I couldn't hear you from over there, so I assumed that you had.
I'm Ben Vanell. Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, we are sitting in a weird configuration.
Yeah, why are we doing this? You're having to sort of, you're kind of having to look behind yourself to see me.
I'm sitting on a couch that is perpendicular, purple. Yeah.
Paint the picture.
And it's in between. Ben and Tommy are on either side of this couch on separate chairs. But honestly, I feel relaxed. I feel casual.
I like the amount of space I've got to really get out and do some physical work.
If I want to start gesturing with my legs, I can do it.
Oh, I've just realised I'm sitting on this chair in a way that makes it look like I've never sat on a chair before in my life.
Totally.
I'm on a right angle.
He's doing a headstand.
The back of it is under my arm.
I don't know. I reckon it looks like you're a cool teacher.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you taught me a lot too, brother. That's what a cool teacher would say.
In answer to your question, God, I feel horrendous.
We're recording this the holiday Monday after... the last weekend of the Comedy Festival, which we're done. And thank you to everyone who listens to this, who came to any of our shows.
Yeah.
I met a bunch of the filth. That was great after the shows each night. So, yeah, thanks, everyone.
I really appreciate any level of support from anyone ever.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount that you gave me if you came and sat through my show. And
if you came to ChimCop, you're welcome. But no, I completely echo that. It's always lovely to have people.
I completely
come up.
Echo that.
We are bouncing off the walls here.
Bouncing off the wall.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Super good to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel very good about that. Back to our regularly scheduled program except for in 2 days, Tommy flies to Europe. In general.
Yeah. Oh, I had a couple of people. I think I can't remember what I said on the last episode, but I was shit-talking Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was shit-talking Liverpool, to be fair. And I was doing that through my dad having shit-talked Liverpool.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. I've had a couple of people from there hit me up and say, no, it's actually really nice, and send me some recommendations. And someone who offered to give me a guided tour of the city.
Excellent.
I'll give you a guided tour of D's nuts.
Yeah. I might take that person up on that if I feel like being murdered once I get there. So it should be good.
We really appreciate all the support.
I'll give you some tips about Liverpool. Rule number one, don't fucking trust me. Bang, whacks you with his head. You wake up and you're missing a kidney.
Pretty much. But yeah, I am looking forward to seeing that city now.
Yeah.
So the next few we'll be recording with us at home base, Ben, and me in Australia. Tommy in a random secret location in Europe.
Via satellite.
Via satellite feed.
Yeah.
And
where in the world is Tommy San Diego? We'll be playing that for a month.
I'll sizzle this up. I sent this to you guys the other day. Someone sent me this. In London, there's a shop that's being converted into, it's like a pop-up Detective Pikachu themed store with there's like a massage booth. It's like a Psyduck themed massage.
Wow.
And shit like that.
He needs massages.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, right.
It's a whole bunch of weird shit like that.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And I think there's a whole bottom floor that's like done up to look like the city in the film and stuff. So I think it starts like right after I get there. So I'm going to go check that out to report back on for the pod.
I guess because you're like traveling, you'll only be able to review Switch games for a month. Damn, that'll be weird. Anyway.
Kiss my ass.
Monster kill. Dead.
But yeah, that's out real soon, actually, that movie, like 2 weeks or something.
Fuck yeah.
I'm actually stoked for that, yeah.
Same, yeah.
We saw Hellboy recently.
Oh, yeah, we might as well plug that. The movie Hellboy.
I'm in it. I play Hellboy.
Yeah. I'm Abe Sapien.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a character from Hellboy.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you didn't see the originals?
No.
He's from the crew in the originals.
We did the reboot for Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos' podcast, Total Reboot.
Yes.
Which is very fun. We recorded that the other day.
Yeah.
Have a look for that if you want to hear us talk about the bland movie Hellboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Dodged a bullet there, Tommy.
It's, like, honestly, it isn't that bad. It's not like aggressive bad like some. It's not. I wasn't super bored.
Right. I was, but kind of because I was tired, I think.
Yeah, it's just a real nothingy, textbooky
kind
of comic book adaptation type movie that doesn't really have anything to say or do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Unlike Detective Pikachu, which looks fucking insane and
I am stoked to watch Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
Same, goddammit. When's the Sonic movie out? That is this year, isn't it?
I don't know.
Does it have a date?
End of year, November or something?
Fuck me, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked for it.
We're in a golden era of weird video game movies.
Yeah, it's the 90s again, where like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and shit came 2019, 7th of November in Russia.
I guess that's just... Well, Tommy might be there.
Yeah. So. What if Russia gets it well before the rest of the world?
It comes out 2021 here.
I believe Sonic himself is a bit of a Russia.
Maybe. That's
fucking hell, cunt.
Maybe
he's
that's
done
why.
It.
That's
he's
why it's
done
first.
It.
Uh-huh.
That'd be funny.
That I... Oh. I'm fucking so proud of that joke, boys.
Who says the comedy festival's over?
Me.
This guy's still working.
I'm not doing it anymore.
So there has been a bit of stuff happen in the last week. Thankfully, we're all running on empty at the moment, but there is plenty to talk about. So I guess the biggest story of the week was some details about the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
do you guys agree with me that this came out in kind of a weird way?
So it was
just a guy from Sony just doing an interview and dropping some tidbits in it, which then is this huge story.
Mark Cerny is like the big tech dude at Sony for the PlayStation.
He designed the PS4. He's apparently designing the PS5 as well.
He, I think, used to work on as like a software guy and program some like massively graphically impressive games. I don't actually know his history super well.
Right.
Now that I start saying it out loud. But he always appears on stage at their like shows to explain, here's the cool tech shit that we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he gave, I mean, a deliberate interview. He didn't get like cornered.
Mm. For sure, but a weird... weird decision to trickle it out in that way rather than doing an announcement in some kind of other
way. I feel like this kind of happened previously with the other ones as well, because I remember them talking about, like with the PS2, before we knew much about it, they were like, the emotion engine from the PS2. And then the PS3, it was like the cell processor.
Yeah,
we've got
that's
the cell
right.
processor. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they do come out sometimes and go like, we've got this new tech and la-di-da.
Mm.
So the big things about this one, it's all pretty normal stuff with like, you know, the graphics and the processor will be as good as possible.
Yes.
The big thing was it'll have a really, really high speed SSD there.
Yep.
They did some, I think in this article, they mentioned some specific, it'll be 19 times faster to load.
Yeah. So I think
than traditional SSDs as well, which are already faster than the hard drives that have been in the old
ones. What article is that?
So I'm reading a techradar.com summary of that interview.
Right. So I read the Wired piece on it, which I think they got a preview of a test machine.
Yeah.
And they did a side-by-side comparison of like God of War or something like this loading screen. Oh, no, it can't be God of War.
It was Spider-Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, yeah, there's no loading screens in God of War.
But it was,
I was like, why can't it?
A 30-second to you know, 90-second loading screen on the PS4 was instantaneous on this new machine.
It is definitely because I know that we've talked, and I disagree a little bit with like graphics peaking and whatever. You can always get better.
Mm.
But even on PCs, the increase of graphical power has slowed down from what it was in the past, right, for sure.
Yeah, and that's really the only place, the big place left to go with tech upgrades is just that seamless
get that shit
loading.
Quick.
Yeah.
Could be fucking awesome to just have a snappy ass, because it will be backwards compatible with PS4 games.
Yes.
So being able to play them with just like, boom, there it is.
That's a big one that people are really stoked.
That was the first headline that I saw. Ooh, backwards compatibility. Yeah.
Well, and they patented that thing that was like, it's some method of being backwards compatible with every generation of PlayStation, right?
Right.
There was something at some point that suggested that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a confirmed thing, but also people patent stuff all the time. Peter Piper patented whatever.
You didn't have to go for it.
No, I know, but I tripped on the first hurdle.
It only would have been impressive if you'd done it perfectly.
Yeah. Peter Piper patented a pack of pickle pounds. I can't do it.
Nah.
Red leather, yellow leather. That's what I'm going to tie myself up with later. Oh. Spank myself and then come. I got out of it. Hooray.
Yay. Yes. He fixed it. He made it good by talking about coming.
backwards compatible with the PSVR as well.
Yep.
So it'll have VR support and support that headset, which I think is huge news.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people bought that hardware.
Yep.
It's gotten super cheap. And knowing that I won't have to upgrade that potentially expensive part of it.
They are really cheap now.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. They're like $200.
Yeah. The price dropped heaps so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like $600 or something when it came out?
Yeah, it was about $600.
The same price as a PS4 itself was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome because I really like it, and having a really high fidelity one on a PS5 that can run better graphics and whatever.
So sure. what do you think is happening with an existing PSVR headset and a PS5? Do you think it runs better? Because the screens are limited resolution.
They're like 720p or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
The screen's limited, but then that little box that plugs into it, that then plugs into the... Is it really getting much processing stuff from the PS4 itself, or is that being done by the box?
I believe the box isn't doing any extra graphical processing.
Yeah, I think it's just the throughput of the HDMI cable.
Yeah, I think it's more to just... It's something else. Dude,
maybe
I'm
power.
Not Mark Cerny over here. I'm just Mark. I'm marked down as someone who should absolutely stop going for jokes before he knows where they're going to end.
It'll probably be, backwards compatible with PSVR, but you would assume they would bring a new one out.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
soon
what
anyway.
I'm thinking. Like,
Yeah. There'll probably be a VR Pro which with like 1080p or whatever great
screen. I mean, they'd be close to the screen getting a lot better.
Run the graphics in a higher quality than they are being run in that thing.
Yeah.
And still have the screens, because it's usually not getting the maximum that it could out of that headset.
Yep.
So that'd be cool.
Yep.
And the next big detail about it is that it is disc based.
Yes.
Oh, it will still
still
have
use
the
discs,
capability.
Yeah, which
I'm happy. That's great for us in Australia with the fucking internet that we have.
Yeah, true.
With the way things are priced here, especially. Yep. I always buy discs because often they're literally half the price
of
buying something digitally.
But yeah, I mean, as you know, we've been talking heaps recently about this idea of all games being streamed or whatever. Like that is an interesting point that they've kind of, you know...
They're bucking the trend.
And gone, no, we're sticking with discs.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that they can't do the streaming stuff in the future.
In the future, yeah, sure.
Certainly, yeah.
It just, like, the next Xbox, I reckon, will also have a disc on it. They released that Xbox, or it's not released yet, but they showed
it. They confirmed it, yeah.
That
discless Xbox.
It's $50 cheaper, which is not a big enough difference for me to... If the difference in price is the price of one disc, if you own one disc, then you shouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fucking
a
very strange thing, but yeah, there's a all digital Xbox that's going to come out that I don't see the point of.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Yeah, and you'll buy stuff because you're just in a shop and you see it. It's like, oh, it's on sale. Great, I may as well pick it up now. It's $50. It's like you can't. Yeah,
if you're using
I guess
it,
that's true of the eShop as well.
Yeah, and if you're using it for Fortnite and Netflix, then maybe it's better.
Totally. If this is a second Xbox in your house,
yeah.
If this is for the den.
Dude, the man cave.
That's it.
But it's all discs down in the man cave. Sorry, dicks. And that's about it.
Well, I wish I hadn't made a small laughing noise at that.
8K support as well, which seems crazy to me because,
Nah, that's coming. That's going to be here soon.
It'll come, but...
I do love that. Just
most things can't do 4K natively in, proper frame rates. So
yeah,
the next one I imagine will be able to do 4K at 60 frames and 8K will be as fucked as 4K is on these ones and like faked 8K and all that sort of stuff.
But if it's 8K for discs, and it can be for movies as well.
It'll be for media streaming, exactly. Yeah, That'll be the main point of the 8K.
It is such a great move to just be like, it's going to support this thing that essentially doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
We'll just have to go, all right, I guess we'll just take your word on that one.
Yeah. As much as like I'm into that, I also don't own any 4K anything.
Yeah.
Like in terms of discs or players or whatever, it's just like, well, I guess I could pay for Netflix to be 4K, but I haven't.
Yeah. But you're right. It's inevitably coming.
Yeah.
And it's always sport and porn.
That's it.
That pushes it.
I would
jack off over 8K porn.
No. Jack off over 8K sport. I would watch 4K sport because that is a big difference. And I have a big TV.
Yeah.
And having that detail for sporting matches, which I am interested in.
Mm. Does KO do that?
Potentially, yeah. Maybe it might cost extra.
Everyone's talking about KO these days.
KO's the streaming sports thing in this country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, ray tracing and all those like new graphical things that I don't know heaps about because I've got nothing that can do them.
Yeah, I was going to ask what ray tracing is specifically.
Better lighting, basically. So okay. It makes everything look real and makes textures look more real. Like I saw a demo on YouTube of like Quake 2 that they put ray tracing lighting into, and it makes it look worlds. It's still that fucking game from like 97.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks fantastic with it.
Yeah, right.
It's basically just super advanced shadows and lighting and stuff.
Right.
Like the most expensive graphics cards for PCs do it right now.
Okay.
So that's cool. It's basically just, from the sounds of all this stuff, and it's not the full picture, a pretty standard upgrade to the things that exist in a PS4.
Yeah.
So if it's like a way better PS4, which he was trying to spin it as like, it's much more than that, but this makes it sound just like that.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, it's interesting to know all this stuff and there is some cool stuff in it, but it's just like, they're all taken at face value, pretty unremarkable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not just a better PS4. It's a 19 times better PS4, which is good.
Yeah.
And there's stuff that SSD being built in as well could lead to game design changes where like you could have a way more detailed open world if you can load stuff in super quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've got like kind of, if you've got that, that'd be good.
It's funny that it's like the successor to the PS4 and the thing that people are most excited about it is the fact that it can play PS4 games.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I think the key thing about this is that it's very hard to have a swing and a miss when you just do a bunt. You know, like you can't fuck this up.
Sure.
It's going to be good.
Totally. And the only thing that might fuck them in terms of if you want to have talks about it in terms of a console race and war and whatever. I said those words too close together. But there was an and in between them. Then if Microsoft gets out ahead of them, that could be something that and has comparable features.
Right.
Maybe, but people having or more people having PS4 libraries existing already would, if they're pushing the backwards compatibility thing, push them towards this. So who knows?
Hmm.
It's interesting though. It's kind of cool. I like that it's like, nah, it's just another box. It's another cool console. I like that. Just, I want to have another better console.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be. Like, they don't need to do any huge crazy changes or anything.
Mm.
Just an improved console.
Which is, I mean, it makes perfect sense. We hoped that they wouldn't get too arrogant or complacent.
Mm.
And I don't think this is a sign of that. This is them being like, we know that we've been successful here and we know why and we're not going to change it.
Yeah.
It is Microsoft having to take the big swing and do, we think, something extremely different.
If they're going and we've got the successor to the Xbox One, then everyone's going to go like, oh, well, fuck you again then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and they don't have the games. Like Sony's fucking killed it with all their first party stuff this season.
Generation.
Yeah.
And Microsoft has had so few.
Mm.
There's been like Halo 5, Gears of War 4. Like, if you're not interested in those already, how's a 5 and a 4 going to fucking make you care at all?
Yeah, exactly.
There's been nothing new come out of them this generation that has been of any impact
at
all.
Yep.
which is a huge part of why they've lost, because the interest that's been in God of War and Spider-Man and all those sort of things that have come out has been a big part of PS4's success.
Totally. Yeah.
Even just the last 2 years, it's been massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? What other news was there of the week?
Well, speaking of big exclusives, they wrapped up motion capture work for The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
So the actors have done all their acting. good for that. I know that sounded like I didn't respect acting.
It sounded like a movie reviewer who's just like seen his first movie and for some reason been forced into this field. The actors were on the screen doing their acting.
The cameras were utilized to record footage of scenes that were intended to create some sort of feeling of narrative. I didn't like it myself. Two thumbs down. My throat to throw up, my popcorn that I ate. Nice. In the cinema.
Oh,
I've never been to a cinema. You might throw up.
I
might
thumbs throw up down the.
If you do it, get it on mic.
Yeah, I might do a spew later.
I fucking hate Mike. Wreck his shirt.
Nice.
Fucking Mike.
So yeah, when they wrapped up, so Nolan North finished motion capture on Uncharted 4 on the 16th of October 2015, and then Uncharted 4 came out on the 18th of March 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So about 5 months gap there.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
So the motion capture is going right up until the last minute, kind of.
Yeah, right.
Which kind of makes sense because it's a cutscene is something you can kind of put in whenever.
Yeah,
that's okay. True.
You want to have the game there first. So if you're doing like, sorry, if you want to do the acting at the end. As someone who's directed a few video games with a budget of $200 million. So in that 5 months, they finish the game up. So if you take that same trajectory and do it on this, it'll come out at the end of the year.
Right? Yeah.
Ish.
So that would mean what we maybe get a date at E3?
Or? Dude, hopefully.
Yeah.
I would love to take someone to dinner, have a little date with him.
God, he's on fire today.
I'm is taking he words and I'm using the other meaning of them and is I'll never
on,
stop.
Is he on fire or are our standards low today?
I'll listen back and see what I think of this with a clear head.
I'm on fire. I'm burning up right in front of you.
He's done it again.
Say any word. I'll say a synonym.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a sinner, man. I hate the way I feel right now and the way that it's coming across on this recording.
I feel like my brain's melting. Like I have a strange sensation in my skull at the moment.
Right. Right.
That's strange. Well, you'll probably be fine because it looks like your brain's leaking out its excess blood through your ear there. You're bleeding out of your ear.
I am?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really all there is to say about it, that they have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love for that game to come out soon.
That'd be great.
Yeah. The Last of Us Part 1, I liked.
A good game.
Yeah, I agree. It was a good game.
It's a good game.
I mean, the actors did their acting, and that, as far as I'm concerned, is an important part of it.
I don't think you could ask for more.
Mm.
So apparently as well, when they did Last of Us 1, they didn't have facial motion capture on that. They
recorded
their faces to use as like reference points, but they manually did it. And for this one, they've got all the little dots on them on the photos they put up.
Right.
So this one probably, and I don't want to get in trouble for saying this, but I reckon The Last of Us 2 might end up looking even better than the first one.
Whoa.
Okay. Interesting.
I just have a feeling.
I've actually seen the facial motion capture stuff for Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little clip that was released and it looks great. It looks better than Uncharted 4's animation, which was fucking awesome.
Naughty Dog can do some graphics.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand how they're so much further ahead of everyone, especially this generation. They have just hit a fucking stride.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4 and then Lost Legacy
looked incredible.
It was ridiculous.
Like, talking about lighting before, some of the lighting in that was fantastic.
That whole middle jungle bit of that game where you're driving around was amazing looking.
It was hot. It was
hot shit.
We
should go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, when you drove up like that mountain in Uncharted 4,
yes,
I was blown away by that shit. The little bits of rubble moving around.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. Nathan Drake's hot fucking bod.
Mm.
You ever seen that bod?
Tight little ass.
Dude. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me get some of that. A couple of other little things.
Ubisoft donated a bunch of money to the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. RIP. RIP to a real one.
Yeah, rip.
The Notre Dame Cathedral taught me that it's okay to be weird.
We're going to find out some disturbing things about the Notre Dame Cathedral a little later on now.
Well, I don't think that's bound to happen with any tenant of the Catholic Church. Assassin's Creed Unity, which was the French one, mm-hmm. is also free. So you can have a walk around the Notre Dame that they modeled out.
Oh, really?
There.
Cool.
And I saw a little article that they modeled it in such detail, that 3D model of the Notre Dame, that they might use it as a reference point for the rebuilding process.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty crazy.
That, because I played Unity and I liked it. I think a lot of people hated that one.
That was the big one where people were like, this, well, it released really buggy.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it was a lot of busy work, I think people said. I don't know.
I thought that specifically its recreation of Paris was incredible. It might be the best one in terms of getting a city from another time and making it feel real. It was incredibly done.
Yeah. That part of that game, that's the one where the rat controls you while you're cooking, yes?
Yes, that's okay. it, yeah. I think you've made that joke about a French game before.
Probably.
But I'm fine with it.
It technically wasn't me. There's a little fucking rat who wants to try to stand up under my hat.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite movies in my top five.
Ratatouille?
Yep. Absolutely love it. Went in on a rewatch recently. Mm. And
I've never seen it. Would I understand it if I haven't seen Ratatouille?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I love it. We are all doing it today.
I got to get a run on the board. I'm feeling left. I'm feeling left behind, boys.
Ratatouille is one of my favorite things I've ever heard.
Ratatouille, I can't believe I've never heard it before.
It's good stuff. That would be a good, yeah, a good sketch to make it look real and like put it online.
Oh yeah, fuck
the original one.
The ending of Ratatouille is very nice.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Those credits move real quick.
I actually haven't seen it.
It's fine.
It's worth a watch. Mm. Yeah. It's a divisive Pixar one.
I'm a real middle on it. It's it's okay.
Okay.
I just loved it. Was really excited for it when it was coming out. Mm. You know, heyday of Pixar.
Yeah.
Big Patton Oswalt fan.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that he was the voice of it. Like at the time he was not super well known, so I just thought it was cool that like, oh, this guy that I'm a fan of that I don't really know many other people that know who he is.
Is he the rat?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's just a really nice story.
Sick.
And there's a great bit at the end where it's just a massive dig at reviewers, which I think is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole movie is like, how do we get this fucking reviewer off our back?
Yeah. It's a big dig at critics and like there's a bit at the end where this food critic is like saying, as critics, we have to deal with the fact that even the worst thing that we review still holds more merit than anything we produce. It's like, fuck you.
Great.
Yes.
Great. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the movie.
Good shit.
In terms of stuff that happened this week.
Yes.
I went in and played eventually a little bit of Super Smash Brothers. Ultimate. I could not remember which fucking title this one had.
Yep.
Did you try to play it on the day?
I gave it a go.
Yeah, me too. Pretty funny.
So the whole downloading function of the eShop patching update system shut down.
All of the eShops across the world crashed.
Yeah, well,
when
I could get into the regular eShop. It was just that patching update thing that wasn't working.
So it went. There was an announcement on like the Tuesday or something that it'll be up in 2 days' time.
Super Smash Brothers 3.0 something patch. They added you could design your own levels.
Yep.
They added design your own Mii fighters or something.
No, you've always been able to do that.
Yeah.
There was more functionality with like recording
you could clips
and stuff
them and
like
share
that.
Share them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. That's right.
And then the first of the big content packs that are paid updates, which is Joker from Persona 5 and a Mementos stage and a bunch of new music and stuff.
Yeah. Some new spirits.
Yep. And so it went up Thursday morning here and then it was like all day of just not being able to – which it was to get on and see that it – because I was like, what the fuck's wrong with my internet? Why won't this work? And then saw the – announcements like, oh, okay, it's not just me.
Yeah.
And then it took, it was hours. It was down for such a long time.
I managed to download it at about 5:30 p.m. when I needed to leave.
Yeah, great.
So it was, literally the entire working day.
Mm. Yeah, I did roughly the same thing. I had a bit more time. I played it for like half an hour before I went out that night.
Yeah, I played a bunch of it on Friday. I really like him as a character.
It's great.
He's fucking like pretty weird and a little technical and like, so you got to be quite defensive at first. He has like some pretty weak moves normally, but a little bar that builds up, and when it fills, he releases his persona, the Arsene one.
Oh.
And then everything gets more powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's cool in that sense. His up move is a grappling hook.
Yeah.
That is good for recovery, but has no attack power.
No. Mm.
So he feels a little useless in that sense, that he's got a recovery move that doesn't deal any damage.
His gun is like on the A and it isn't particularly useful. It does like a little bit of that, but
yeah.
Most of your attacks when you're not, when you don't have Arsene with you, aren't that effective. So yeah, if you like counter remove though, you can counter remove with him. It'll fill it up quite quick.
Right.
So you play defensively and get it up there and then do an attack whilst, and it's like a time limited thing. It'll start draining the bar.
Yeah. Right.
So it's interesting. It has like a full on interesting mechanic.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny. Moves real quick.
And
fucking just the presentation of all the Persona stuff they've put in there.
The level is perfect. Fantastic. The Mementos level is like my new favorite stage. Mm. And being able to have the songs from Persona 5 playing.
And 4 and 3. 3, yeah.
Being able to have that like main battle music playing as you're fighting as him is so sick.
It's
and his
really
victory
cool.
screen when you win a fight is it mimics the from Persona 5. It's got that it's got that music in it. It's got a little graphic of him running.
And so all of the other characters,
for me it's just like and then it's gone. I refuse to wait.
I let it hang for so long because that like 20 seconds in when it kicks in, I love that bit of the song, so I just like waste so much time sitting on that screen to listen to the full track.
Fuck, that's a good game.
And the best
so
music.
All the other characters kind of pop up in the background. The Morgana car will like come and just drop them off and they'll stay behind.
The little bus driving around is sick.
They'll yell some shit sometimes. All their voice actors did a little bit of stuff in it, I think.
His final smash is all of them doing the, what's it called in the all,
it's not Rush, it's all some
out
other thing.
Attack
all
or
out
whatever.
Attack.
It's great, and there's been just so much speculation that game is coming to the Switch. And I think it's in the next couple of days, there's like a Persona Direct, essentially.
Oh, really?
That people strongly think is where they're going to announce.
Is it like...
It may have happened by the time this goes up, I think.
Yeah,
I think
right.
it's on the 25th of April.
Is it a full Shin Megami Tensei Direct thing? Because that fifth one of that series, which is the same, like the Persona's an offshoot of, is coming out on the Switch, right? They announced that like right at the start of announcing the Switch.
Yeah. I can't remember what the event specifically is, but I do know that they've said that they'll be talking about something called Persona 5S.
Oh, okay. Well,
which
yes.
but then people you know, obviously people really want it to happen, and people think like, well, this is pretty clear and he's in Smash and everything, but you know, not wanting to get their hopes up, because it also could be one of those like in between, like do those like fighting versions or dancing versions or whatever it is.
That's true.
But that's it's at the end of April. It's in the next few days. So there may even be news about it by the time people are hearing this.
I mean, that'd be cool. I'm not going to play through that game again, I don't think. I just can't. But I would love to.
I'm so excited to. I've re-downloaded it on PS4 anyway.
Yeah.
But if it's... And I guess the thing that I would be getting my hopes up about is that it's the special version.
Yeah, the extra content stuff in it. Yeah. So it's... Oh, yeah, that Mementos stage as well, you can play it as the 5 version and like a train will show up sometimes and you can jump, and then there's a 4 and a 3 version where it changes to yellow and blue, like 4 and 3's kind of color schemes were, and it'll like change a little bit, like TVs will come down as the platforms, which are like a thing from 4, and I don't know what the 3 one is. But yeah, it's fucking like the perfect version of putting this character in.
It's great.
The stage is great. The character's great. All the music is fantastic because it's the Persona 5 music.
Mm. Yeah.
All the like characters are there. When you, it has like an extra little spirit board to get the little spirit stickers and do the fights against them. And each of them has different boss music. So when you get up to like the bigger bosses, it'll do like that Rivers in the Desert song that was like the big boss music.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking cool as shit.
It's so well done.
And it makes me very excited to see what the next ones will be as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
I was just about to say, like, it's so hard to think what they can do now. Mm. Like, because this was such a, you know, simultaneously left field move, but also did make like, you couldn't have predicted it, but also they go, oh, Joker's going to be in Smash. It's like, oh, yeah, that's great. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's so hard to think what they could, because it feels like now that they've done this, it would be weird to sort of go back and then go, oh, okay, the next character that we're adding is a Goomba, you know.
They can't. It can't be
But it's
Nintendo,
like, well, what can it be? Like, what's another left field franchise that people would be?
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah. The Banjo-Kazooie rumor was there for a bit. Spyro or something. Who knows? Like, I kind of thought they might have announced what the next one would be before this one came out.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they said they're going until February 2020.
Mm.
So there's not that long to release four. Yeah. Is it four more?
I think it's three more.
I think it was six total with the plan. I'll look it up, actually. It's probably worth looking that up. But yeah.
I feel like there were four all up. But even still, even if there's three to go, that's still like... Yeah, that's still not that long to be. They're going to have to start churning them out.
Absolutely.
Certainly not leaving it as long as they did for the between the game coming out and this first one.
Yeah.
Like that being, what's that, 4 months or something? Four or 5 months. But yeah, it's great. It's a really great.
Yeah, it's very cool. Like that season pass thing off the back of this is probably worth going in on.
For sure.
Yep. Or just buying an individual if you just like Joker and don't want to go nuts. But yeah, I really like it.
Mm.
I have been playing a little bit of Cuphead during the week, which came out on the Switch last weekend. And I fucking love it. It's so good.
It's great.
I said this in our Facebook group. I've never been so happy to have my ass absolutely beaten by something.
Yeah.
Like I don't find it frustrating. I'm not finding it infuriating because it's like, I just love looking at it. I love the music. I don't care that it's going to take me ages to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a joy to be in. I saved the soundtrack onto my Apple Music
and been
listening to that.
It's when I'm so good.
Yeah.
It just, all of it is just fucking so, so great.
Yeah.
And just even the, I mean, yeah, the aesthetics just first and foremost so great, but like the whole like concept of the world and it being like, very believe, even though it's completely outlandish and stupid and cartoony, it's very believable. And like the setup of the game being that you lose this bet with the devil and then you have to go and get these people's souls. It just is such a great setup. It's so good.
It's so tight as well. I think the thing of like not feeling bad that it fucking kicks your ass is because you know exactly what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
You know that like, oh, I could have done this. This isn't unfair. I'm just shitty at it right now.
Yeah. And I thought that it's weird because I thought that I wouldn't like it for the combination of it being really hard and also it being pretty much exclusively boss battles, which I'm typically not into. But they're just done in a way where they almost feel like... They kind of almost feel like those old Game & Watch games.
Sure,
where they're just little single screen,
learning patterns. Half of them will be, there's like three levels, learn which one to be
exactly.
On.
Yeah, exactly. They don't feel like boss battles. They feel like levels in themselves.
Because they progress.
Yeah, yeah.
And it does a really cool thing where when you die, it gives you a little bar where it shows you how close you were to the end of the battle.
Mm.
So that really helps. There's no health meters or anything, but that does a really good job of letting you know like... You nearly had it,
and it does.
I find that really spurs me on because it's like, okay, I know how to get through all three of these stages now.
Yeah,
I just need to implement it. I just need to be on my shit and be smart about it.
Yep,
it never feels like, like overwhelming or I just have no idea what I'm doing.
Mm.
It's
so enjoyable as well to. Just look at that. It's like, and I, from memory, like the restart after you die is immediate with boss battles.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Is it not? It's quick, but it's like it does bring up a thing that says you died, and then it shows you how far you were.
Yeah,
and then you have to hit.
I don't remember being bothered by it.
Yeah,
there's no loading screen or anything. But it is. It's not a completely instantaneous thing.
Yeah. Right. I remember just not being annoyed by it.
Yeah,
just being like such a smooth experience.
Well,
and
you need like a second to catch your breath as well. After each one. And does it run like perfectly on Switch?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it runs great.
It's so cool that it's out on the Switch now too, because plenty of people don't have Xbox, don't have access to an Xbox or a PC.
Yeah,
to play
it on. And like, I think there'd be a lot of crossover. It's not going to come to the PS4, is it?
It doesn't seem like it. Like, it's not been announced or anything.
Because it's a everyone should try this game.
It's great. I read an interesting thing that was like this. The thing that makes the most sense with Microsoft having their stuff on the Switch is that it gives them...
Fuck, what about Cuphead and Smash Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be amazing. There's heaps of indie games that would be great as characters in there, but I don't... It's the same. It's sort of the same thing with the Banjo-Kazooie thing is that they don't really tend to have many like American or it's pretty all Japanese focused. It sort of seems like that sort of stuff isn't really on their radar, even though I agree with you. I just don't think it'd be something that they'd be aware of.
Is it, what's his name from Yakuza? Ryo? Ryu?
I don't remember.
Yeah. The Yakuza guy. Just fucking kicking the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember I read a thing during the week that was saying that Microsoft having their stuff on the Switch, it makes a lot of sense for them to do because it sort of gives them a bit of an avenue into Japan, which they don't really have much of a presence over there.
Mm.
So them putting their games on a console that's very successful in that country is like a way of them sort of getting a bit more of a foothold.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Mm. Kazuma.
Kazuma, yeah. That's right.
I can't say I'm looking forward to playing it in handheld.
Oh, you're not trying it in handheld yet?
No, just on the TV.
I guess those little controllers may be a little shitty for...
Yeah, not ideal, but you know, obviously...
It might look really cool on there, though. Look nice and sharp.
For sure. Yeah. It's one of those games where you're excited to get through to the next area to just see what the design is, what the creative element of the, or even just like the next stage of the boss battle to see what the, you know, what's the change, what's the shift up, what's it going to do now. I'm having a ball. And the soundtrack is just the real standout of it. It's fantastic. It's so good. Jazz and sort of big band swing music that's fully, like a full, not orchestra band,
full band.
I guess a band,
fully
a
instrumentational. Band.
Yeah. And the soundtrack worth a look in, even if you haven't played the game.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable.
But yeah, if you've got access to it, try that game. There's not a demo or anything, is there?
No,
it's a really good game.
Yeah.
There's no like faults in it. Like if you don't like what it's doing, then sure.
Mm.
But if you do, it's almost faultless.
Yes.
It speaks to the a lot about the quality of it, the fact that like I didn't think I would like it.
Mm.
It having seen it, you know, been aware of it for a while and loving the look of it, like the aesthetic and everything being right up my alley, I was like, it's a shame that it just seems like the sort of thing I'm not gonna have a good time with.
Right.
But it is so good that it all the fact that it's two things that I'm typically not very into, I still love it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a great game.
You guys have played something else as well, right?
Yeah.
Off the back of your recommendation from last week.
Yeah. No, actually, I came across it independently. I didn't actually...
Objection. I talked about it last week and I can prove it.
I'm sweating.
Phoenix Wright.
Yeah.
Ace Attorney Trilogy.
Are you playing it on the Switch?
I am.
That package that's on there?
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck, it's good. I've only played a little bit of it, but it's awesome.
It's $30 for all three?
Something like that, $33 bucks or something. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
They're fucking sick, hey boys.
They're really fun.
Oh my God.
The mechanic and the idea behind it, because I didn't quite know exactly how it was going to play.
Yeah.
And it is very much the way that you described it, of like a graphic novel with detective and courtroom elements.
Yeah.
But you are still having to, solve a little puzzle, essentially.
Yeah. It's cool. I like the progression. I'm only in the second sort of case which follows on directly from his first little introductory.
Yeah, I've only done the first chapter.
Right. And there's like five in each or something like that, I think.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
That would be short then.
They are relatively short.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like probably no more than 10 or 11 hours each, maybe. Something like that.
Right.
So getting all three in the one package is a cool deal.
That's true. That is,
It's it's such a breezy, like it's really relaxing.
Yes.
Like I found it really soothing. Just sitting there and you just you just kind of go through it. It's the presentation is great, the music is great, the little kind of like sort of very simplistic animation of the characters talking, and it's got that very like anime sort of style of like people, you know, when people freak out, their eyes go all big and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like that cool thing that like fucking Yu-Gi-Oh or whatever has. Yeah, where there's some dumb thing that like, I mean, not that courtroom proceedings are dumb.
Well,
but like that. It is almost like it's a battle to be in a courtroom, like it was with cards in the fucking Yu-Gi-Oh thing. It's like, that's insane that everyone's taking this seriously, or like that it's as big as this.
Yeah.
Having the courtroom thing, be like turned up to anime 11.
Yes, yes. Mm. And like, having the...
Maybe they're longer than I remember as well. I've just looked up like the average length of each of these games and it's given me around 15 to 20.
So, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Like just the thing of going back through the statement and it's like everything that you have your court record that you can bring up. And it's like everything is there to solve it. So you basically have to go and select the piece of evidence that you think contradicts what they're saying.
Yes.
And so you really do have to go through. You can replay the statement as many times as you want and really read over it.
Mm.
But it is still – it's just
up to
pleasant.
You to know
it's just,
as well.
Yeah, you just can sit – yeah, I know I've talked so much about this trip that I'm going on, but like this is like getting into this and like – like this is the one I'm most excited to chew through on the plane. I can't think of a better game to play on a flight.
Yeah,
like not too demanding, just a very easy way to like breathe through a few hours. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
really like it. The writing is quite good and nice and sort of fun and funny at times.
That Gumshoe guy is a bit of fun.
Gumshoe, yeah, he's good. It's not hard. I hope that it gets more complicated.
It gets more intricate. Like they throw closer and closer red herrings at you where you have to really laterally think and know the answer.
Yeah, right.
You can't just guess at it, because if you fuck it up a certain number of times, it's like, okay, well, fuck you. Fuck
Yeah, good. That's good.
Yeah, it and it for being a port of a DS game, they've done a good port job at upscaling it.
Game Boy Advance game originally.
They've
done a good job of upscaling it and everything.
Completely.
Like it is simplistic, but it is also... I think it's just on the eShop, so it's not it's not priced as like a full AA thing. But if someone hadn't told you, you wouldn't know that it's an old game scaled up.
It's worth pointing out. I'm pretty sure it's on the Xbox and PS4 as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I don't
know about Steam or anything. I'm gonna look that up.
I was playing it in handheld mode on the Switch, and I was like, had sport on or something at the same time, and it's perfect for that. And I was a little concerned about docking it and seeing how it looked on the TV. It doesn't look... It's very simplistic, but it still looks very crisp and nice in TV mode.
I think they completely redid it.
Right.
I think they...
I think I was
reading something that they did...
They redrew every...
Well,
they put this out on the 3DS a few years ago, I think. And so there's been a few iterations of this game.
Yeah.
And it is out on Windows as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
It's really great stuff.
Very good. It's like charming as hell. I think you might have mentioned that the music is fucking awesome.
Yeah, the music's great.
Yeah.
Just really... And like, because each of the cases is sort of separate, but there's like kind of an overarching thing to you as well.
Yep.
And... as they ramp up, like they get a little more and more sinister.
Yeah, right.
And like full on, and like when you actually get into a big fucking moment with it, it's cool as hell.
Yeah.
I've been playing a little bit more Final Fantasy VII.
Ooh.
Me too.
I got up to
have you
a
really?
Bit.
Yeah, I bought it on Switch. Oh, I'm starting it again.
What?
Yeah.
How many times is this?
I don't know. Like this would be like 8 or 9.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Oh man, if only it was 8 or 9 that you were playing the better versions. I don't know why I'm taking this fucking stand.
I had to look up a guide for a certain bit that I just couldn't work out where to go.
Right.
And then
is this when you're like wandering around Midgar, like
Sector 6?
Yeah.
When I looked up the walkthrough, it was like, this section is notorious.
Oh, I know what.
There's like a.
It's like a bunch of ruins and fallen over shit.
So there's a path. But it looks like...
Oh, and you end up at the park up the top with like the swings?
Yeah, that's where he's going, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
the way it's the way that it's drawn or designed or whatever, there's this path that you walk down that looks like it's above you.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah,
it's a shitty perspective thing. I had the exact same issue the first time I played it.
Yes.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It was such a relief to look up and find that it was that like everyone gets stuck on this. And just imagining back in the day when it first came out, where you can't just hop on the internet. It's like, I think I would have just had to stop playing it. I don't think I ever would have worked it out.
Yeah. Is my memory right that you have to jump over a thing by pushing the action button at the end of something?
No. It honestly is just, later. It's like
just
a
poorly drawn.
Yeah,
it's like there's a platform that you've been on that's got a bit going
like on top
off
of a
it.
Train or something?
No,
that's not yet.
Whatever.
There's also a bit some that looks shit like, with trains.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a perspective thing. It's just drawn in a bad way.
Yeah. Right.
Where you then it's like, it's one of those things that's hiding in plain sight where you're like, I must not know what to do. And it's like, no, you just walk up there.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't look like you can walk up it. So you don't even think to do it. It looks like it's something that's above you. But
and
it's
then
like
you're
path.
Like getting in the random battles as you're trying to move around and it gets.
Yeah.
So that we talked last week about
you can turn them off
and you were like, which, seems to sort of defeat the purpose of it. But for that bit, it was great to just be able to go. For just those moments when you're just trying to work out where to go, it's great to be able to turn it off and just go, let me just fucking work this out and then I'm fine to have them back on. So that having that as a quality of life thing there did really make a huge difference.
That is cool.
Fuck me, it would have driven me insane if I was having to do battles in the middle of that as well.
Yeah, that would have definitely been playing it for like 4 hours and then mum being like, it's dinner time, and me being like, fucking mum, I gotta finish this bit. I remember it being incredibly frustrating.
I remember when I was playing that game, save points were a big issue where it's like, all right, time to go or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, time to learn who's boss here, mum.
Yeah.
It's you, and I'll follow your instructions because I'm a good kid.
I remember like having to leave it on.
Yeah.
And then like the power going out.
Great.
And it being like, well, that's 8 hours of my life gone.
The
damn. Well, that was too long. You could have saved in between then. That was on you.
No.
It is annoying that this this version of it doesn't have like automatic save. You still are dependent on the save points.
Yeah.
It's a very outdated.
Come on.
I just never liked that. Never understood why it was necessary. Really not into the save points.
To be re-releasing something in 2019 and not go, we're putting in, you can speed it up.
Yeah.
You can turn off.
And there's no
encounters.
Like save states or whatever. You can't like.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
You
know, yeah. It's still.
That's fucking crazy.
That's the only way you can save it.
I like it as like a chapter breakdown almost.
Sure.
Or just like it's there. Like I played it up to the first save point and I've stopped.
Yeah.
Which is like right in that reactor before you do the thing.
If you were able to pause save at any time though, if that makes sense. Because I remember Majora's Mask, this is a dump, but remember they had the little owl statues? Did you ever play that game? No. Oh, well. Never mind. It basically had save points. It would save when you went back in time.
Oh, right.
Day.
Yeah,
but you could go up to an owl statue and just go like, hey, let me save this point for now.
Yeah.
And then it'll delete that save. It's not like you can fucking cheat your way through it by using them.
It's
just like, oh, it's a temporary save and it's gone once you reload it.
Yeah.
I bought Majora's Mask on the 3DS on eBay and accidentally had it shipped to my old address. And I just, I'm letting that one go because I am too embarrassed to go around there and ask for it.
If only you could go back in time and change the mistakes that you made.
I don't understand that reference.
It's Groundhog Day.
Okay. Never seen it.
I've also played a little bit of Katana Zero, which I had to get off the US eShop because our government, in their infinite wisdom, has refused to classify this game.
Is that because of a fake drug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kronos.
Yep.
It's a time manipulation drug.
Oh, like Groundhog's Days.
Groundhog's Dame.
I don't think they know. I don't think they've had an update at the time that we're recording of when it will be out here.
But it also is out here.
Yes, it's so easy to get on the on an international eShop.
Is it just a Switch game or is it out on the PC too? I think it might have been just the... Because I remember seeing a thing that the guy who made it was like, oh, just pirate it if you're in Australia.
Yes. Yeah, I also saw that.
So, yeah, it's on Windows and Mac OS as well.
Right.
Oh.
And I believe you can get your hands on those versions maybe.
No.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
in this
surely
country.
Not.
Oh, it's easy to get anyway.
Yeah.
You could steal those versions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you bought it on the American eShop. Is that what happened?
Yeah. It's really easy to set up an American account, which I already had. And then you just go to like PlayAsia or whatever and you just buy
the points
a gift
cards
card.
Off of. Right.
It's really good. I really like it. You boys were not into it from when they announced it in the indies thing, but it's really fluid. It's platformer where you're a samurai, and the your attacks, you can only take one hit of damage, so you really do have to, like, the levels are designed really well, so you really do have to, like, plot out how you're going to go about it. So you basically just have to go, like, essentially, like, you're in, there's one where you're in a nightclub and you've got to kill the DJ. So you've got to go.
Yes. Finally.
You've got to plot, like, going up all the floors, and, like, you will inevitably die and then go, oh, okay, well, I just can't go blazing into that room that way. So I've got to think about this a little better. Mm. And a lot of stuff of being able to, like, have lasers that you can turn off, wait for guards to run towards you and then turn them back on.
Oh, yep.
Things where you can, like, knock down a door. You can come smashing through a door, which will kill the person on the other side of it.
Then there's like Kramer stuff that did you can... in that episode of Seinfeld. That was fucked up.
You can – there's, like, stuff that you can pick up and then chuck. So often you can kind of plan it where you'll come into a room, use the door to take out a guy, and then there'll be a bottle next to him that you can pick up and chuck at the guy who's on the other side that's now charging towards you.
Sounds so almost a bit like a fast version of how Superhot played, where you're almost kind of like, and then I can do this and catch this and throw that.
Yeah, it is a bit like that.
A kind of combat sequence puzzle.
Yeah.
Like a combat Rube Goldberg machine.
Totally. And by the end of it, when you've worked out how to, the most effective way to clear a room and the kind of the choreography that you've come up to do it, it feels very satisfying. Mm. And it's very violent. Like, it's just like you take people out and by the end of it, it's just blood everywhere. Like, it's really, it's just a combat style that feels very satisfying and very, like, I really like it. Stylistically, it's cool. Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to play it because I follow the law.
Yeah, I guess me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I actually am going to report you.
Okay.
I'm dialing 000 right now.
Right.
Then adding 6 more zeros. I'm calling 2 cops. Okay. 3 cops, I mean. That's 9 zeros.
Yes, and. I don't know. I don't know what'll happen with it coming out here. But I recommend it. It's just a fun little indie. I like the style of it. There's these, in between each level, there's like this kind of ongoing storyline of like you going to a therapist who's like giving you the drug that helps
That's
you slow
right.
down time. Yeah.
Right.
But it is, but it's really interesting because he has these little dream sequences in between levels, and it's like it's not quite clear what his past is.
Right.
So the therapist is just kind of a very Soprano style, just a plot device of like gradually uncovering the story behind who this character is.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just little interludes in between each level where you kind of learn a little bit more about him each time. It's kind of a neat little way that it's done, and it's got this sort of 80s sort of aesthetic to it.
Cool.
That does
actually sound interesting, like the combat puzzle aspect of it.
Yeah.
It makes me more interested than if it were just an action.
Totally.
Straight up.
Yeah. I think that's it. That's all I've played.
I've played barely any of what I've already talked about.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have the next, like, almost one week before we have to record again. But, Days Gone is out on, tomorrow, if you're listening to this, when we release it.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 11 is showing up at my house tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of good stuff out at the moment.
Yeah, we're kicking up again. I'm looking forward to Rage 2 a bit now. I'm really interested to see if Days Gone's good.
Yeah, who knows?
Because I doubt it.
Yeah.
Still, but
I'm going to bet it's good. So we'll see who's right.
We will be able to actually discuss it in full next week with proper lives again. Very excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'd better wrap it up here for another week on Filthy Casuals. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Well, and if you're not listening, me and Ben are doing Aria Talking to Me.
Yes.
Well, if you're not listening, why am I bothering to say this to you?
Yeah, I did wonder why you said that.
If you're not listening to it, Aria Talking to Me is a podcast me and Ben do about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's 4 more episodes of that show left.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
We're going through them every week. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Right now I'm genuinely more excited about it than almost anything else going on in my life.
Wow.
I've also got another podcast called Ooh Spooky. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen to that, that's very fun. It's just a comedy podcast.
Filthycasuals.com.au is where you can find the links to our Patreon, the YouTube stuff we've been doing, the Let's Plays.
Mm.
If you're in London, come and see me on May the 6th at the Bill Murray at 4 p.m. Thanks to everyone who's bought a ticket already. Looking forward to meeting the UK filth. What else is there? That's it. Yeah, check out all the extra stuff we do. Support us on Patreon if you like the show, and you get a bonus episode every week.
For YouTube channel. We're coming towards the business end of A Way Out,
yes.
I believe.
Yep. And that's it for us. We'll see you next week, as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Objection! It'll do. Yeah. That's something from one of the games we discussed.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.